Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Regardless if a rhythm is shockable or not, part of managing every cardiac arrest includes considering the reversible causes. To make things a little easier to remember, these can be listed as H's and T's. Today we're reviewing one of the H's that can be easy to suspect based on a patient's history and ECG, hypo or hyperkalemia. If it's been a while since you've taken physiology, remember that the heart muscle contraction and repolarization is dependent on certain ions crossing the cellular membranes, specifically sodium, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. When a patient's potassium level gets too low or too high, hypokalemia or hyperkalemia results, respectively. This can have mild to profound effect on the heart and even leads to cardiac arrest. So what are some of the things that might get us thinking about potassium imbalance as a possible reversible cause? There are two things that I give thought to when considering hypo and hyperkalemia as a possible cause. First, what is the patient's history? Such as, do they have a medical condition that would lead to a potassium imbalance? Do they take medications that would affect potassium levels? And what recent medical treatments has the patient received? Some medical conditions related to the kidney, such as acute kidney failure or chronic kidney disease, can affect potassium levels. Diuretic medications used to treat high blood pressure or CHF, prolonged diarrhea, and use of laxatives or enemas can cause hypokalemia. Kidney injury or disease, DKA, and ACE inhibitor or ARD medications used to treat high blood pressure can lead to hyperkalemia. Dialysis patients are prone to hypo and hyperkalemia, so ask when they were last dialyzed if possible. ECG changes can sometimes be seen as well. Patients with hypokalemia may have saggy or low amplitude T waves, while patients with hyperkalemia may have tall peaked T waves. Of course, the most accurate way to know if a patient is hypo or hyperkalemic is to get labs. A potassium less than 3 or greater than 6 should be treated as a reversible cause. For hypokalemia, the treatment is potassium replacement via a very slow IV push or medicated drip. Hyperkalemia is treated by stabilizing the cardiac membranes with administration of calcium, followed by an attempt to shift the potassium back into the cells via administration of insulin with glucose. Close monitoring of a patient's potassium should be part of post-arrest care if hypo or hyperkalemia was identified during a code. I hope that you found this review helpful. If so, please feel free to give us a thumbs up or a share on social media so that your coworkers or classmates can listen as well. Links to PASS ACLS's Twitter page, LinkedIn page, and Facebook pages are available at passacls.com. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.